Monday, January 18th, 2010, some news, some announcements, and an interview from Oroville. On microphone, Marlenka, in studio, Chloe, Marie, and Steffi. The tested sensors of the Matramandir weather station have been reinstalled and the data is again flowing. Although the present forecast shows clear skies for the rest of this week, there is a slight chance of rain today, with temperatures 24 to 28 degrees, northeasterly winds 18 kilometers per hour. Here now an excerpt of an interview with Amy of Housing Service.
Housing Service is promoting very strongly, very consistently, the need to sort of put action where our words are by expressing to those decision-making groups where budgets should be allocated, where money should be given so that we can create more housing, so that we can accelerate the building of housing. And housing that is offering a variety of options, not only housing for people who necessarily have financial resources, but also housing for people who may not, especially youth who maybe are coming just out of university, or, for example, people from the local villages don't tend to generally have a lot of financial resources, you know, in general. So we're trying to, create more options, and we're very acutely aware of the need. But also it's educating and helping people to understand what are realistic expectations when they come.
Tuesday, January 19th at 3 p.m. in Town Hall, there will be a presentation about the current trend and development of population growth in Oroville, conducted by Martin in collaboration with Harani and Vikram, as a follow-up of the socioeconomic survey conducted for L'Avenir. Those interested are welcome to attend and provide feedback on how to proceed further, as Oroville is currently strongly engaged in working to create harmoniously appointed living and working spaces. Pangea, One World, an exhibition of photos by Elizabeth and Ribou at Pitanga Hall in Samasti. Vernissage on Wednesday, January 20th, 4:30 p.m., and the exhibition itself runs through February 7th. Zero waste for Oroville is the goal. In Oroville, about 500 kgs of waste is generated per day. Through EcoService, Oroville currently recycles about 80% of its waste, and the remainder is dumped into a hole in the community of Oroanan, which is now full. Everyone is invited to Certitude Community on Friday, the 29th, 10 to 4, for a litter-free Oroville event, which will demonstrate some solutions to attain zero waste. Roadside waste collected by school kids, and from that, art, games, and other recycled objects will be created, and a demonstration of building blocks made from compressed earth and waste. Will these not be the building blocks of the green future? This from Ken Carey. Each creature is designed to be an expression of one or more of the attributes of source energy, and this is how and why individuals vary so much. These variations, these differences, are to be celebrated, even as one loves every kind of flower blooming in the garden. The news is a reflection in the lives of Orovillians. For further information, contact oroville.org, and thank you for listening.